You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Veronica Rima. In this episode, we look at the final push to eradicate polio and the efforts to raise enough money to get the job done. Polio eradication is at a critical juncture. Only four countries in the world remain polio endemic: Afghanistan, India, Nigeria and Pakistan. In Nigeria, case numbers have collapsed by more than 99% in the past year, from 312 cases to just 3 in 2010. In India, for the first time, the remaining endemic states of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar have not reported any wild poliovirus type 1 cases concurrently for more than 6 months. That's the good news. The bad news is that Tajikistan, which had been polio-free since 1996, was reinfected with poliovirus from northern India in 2010. By mid-June, more than 200 children were paralysed. An event such as this signals a threat to a polio-free world. Eradication success hinges on the enormous funds needed to finance the next steps of the Global Eradication Initiative. WHO's Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, spoke at the launch of the new strategic plan for eradicating polio over the next 2 years.
The international community has very few opportunities to improve this world in a permanent way. Polio eradication is one such opportunity. Ridding the world of the polio virus will be a perpetual gift to every future generation of children. Because of our success so far, the memory of polio as a horrible, crippling, and killing disease has begun to fade. If we lost our resolve, let me emphasize, the full tragedy of this disease will quickly return to us, remind us of what it means to let an opportunity slip away. And when the job is done, will we be able to stand before the next generation of children and say to them, millions of you walking today because of our resolve. We canvassed city streets and trudged up mountaintops. We manufactured vaccine. We drew up maps and analyzed migration patterns. We released funds and paid the bills. We did what it took. So let us do it. Let's make history. Let's deliver on our promise to every last child, a promise with a payback for every future generation of children.
Mr. Tony Lake is the new executive director of UNICEF, which is one of the partners in the Global Polio Eradication Initiative, together with WHO, Rotary International, and the US Centers for Disease Control.
UNICEF has always been committed to eradicating polio. UNICEF is committed to eradicating polio. And if you're wondering whether UNICEF will continue to be committed to eradicating polio, the answer is absolutely yes, every step of the way until we reach every last child. The progress that this initiative and the work of so many others has made possible is one of the greatest stories in medical history. In fact, I believe it could be one of the great stories in human history. And now it all comes down to this, the final chapter, the final push in the fight to rid the world of a killer that has devastated millions of lives. And we all have the truly historic opportunity and historic duty to write that final chapter together and to eradicate polio forever.
Ayuba Gufwan from Jos, Nigeria, is a polio survivor who contracted this crippling disease when he was 4 years old. Receiving a wheelchair at the age of 19 was a life-changing experience. Until that time, he could not walk, but only drag himself from place to place with his hands. Today, he is running a company called Wheelchairs for Nigeria. He employs 21 people to make hand-powered wheelchairs out of bicycle parts for polio survivors. Each wheelchair requires about $150 in donations to construct. Over the past 10 years, he has given away more than 3,000 wheelchairs to children crippled by polio.
We started reaching out to polio survivors, making wheelchairs, donating to them free of charge, getting them to go to school. But we discovered that it is much more important to prevent than to rehabilitate. And we felt that for me to just keep quiet and concentrate only on reaching out to polio survivors will not yield the desired result. Two tiny drops of polio vaccine can prevent a child from coming down with polio. And that is why it is very, very important that all stakeholders should consolidate and sustain the effort that has been stepped up over the years so that we can fight polio to a standstill. I want to appeal to the donor agencies not to develop any form of fatigue. We need to keep giving and giving and giving so that the fight will be brought to a standstill.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has been a major partner in developing the strategic plan. Bill Gates himself has visited India and Nigeria to look at how the foundation could boost eradication efforts. Dr. Tachi Yamada, who is the president of the Global Health Programme at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, outlines the importance on implementing this plan.
Today we're locked in a mortal battle to finish the job of killing this dragon. The polio eradication staff now constitutes the largest army of technical assistance in the world. Billions have been spent to eradicate this disease. We, the foundation, in just a few short years have spent over $850 million to fight this disease. And we're making progress. We are this close to completing this task of beating down this dragon. How can we give up now? How can we tell our children or the children's children that we came this close and we walked away because we didn't have a few dollars?
Dr. Yamada has identified three fronts in the fight to eradicate polio.
The battle's got to be fought on three fronts. The first, of course, is a political one. The second battle is a financial one. The gap is $1.3 billion. There are several hundred people in the world who could write a personal check today to cover this gap. This is not a huge amount of money, but it's going to require the commitment from us, the Gates Foundation. I promise you we'll stand up to this task. $1.3 billion to eradicate the scourge of polio can't be too much money. The third battle is a scientific one. We must have continuing innovation to complete this job. So we cannot win this battle without continuing investment in innovation. Now, we live in a privileged world. Most of us will live past 80. We will never suffer from polio, and our children won't suffer from polio. It's inconceivable that there is a part of the world in which there is fear every day amongst parents that their children will contract polio. I don't think we can look at future generations in the face if we have come this close and we have walked away from this battle.
You can read more about the strategic plan for polio eradication via the related links on the transcript page of this podcast. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Rima in Geneva.